AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump says the only reason the Iranians are alive today is to negotiate. Trump is sending Vice President J.D. Vance overseas to work on a resolution to the war. Vance is warning Iran not to play the U.S. as he heads to Pakistan for talks aimed at ending the six-week-old conflict. Vance says he thinks the talks will be positive. His trip comes as the temporary ceasefire appears to be on the verge of collapsing. Former Vice President Kamala Harris says she's considering another presidential bid.
Listen, I might. I'm thinking about it. But let me say this. I am thinking about it.
Harris made the comments during the National Action Network's annual convention, where more than a half dozen Democratic 2028 presidential prospects appeared, hoping to make inroads among black voters. The Democrats' next presidential primary season won't begin until after November's midterm elections. The AP's Donna Warder reports on an eviction notice that turned deadly.
Deputies in Tulare County, California, were serving an eviction notice to a 60-year-old man in Porterville Thursday when the sheriff's department says the man opened fire on them. A deputy who was part of the group of officers that arrived after gunfire began was shot and killed. County Sheriff Mike Boudreau says a standoff ended after several hours when the man armed with a rifle left the home, fired again at officers while on the ground, and was run over and killed by a SWAT team's armored car.
Makes no sense. Not wanted for anything. Which beckons, does he have a mental health issue? Does he just, was he just becoming violent for unknown reasons? We don't know.
Audio courtesy of KMPH. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. Some Philadelphia hockey fans are hoping a special gift to Pope Leo helps propel their Flyers into the NHL playoffs.
Some rooters scored big at the Vatican. On a family trip to Rome, Mike Hewlin brought a customized Flyers jersey with Pope Leo's name and 14 on the back. Getting it to the Pontiff was a long shot, but as the Popemobile came by in St. Peter's Square,
For you.
Hewlin's daughter-in-law, Valerie Jacoby, got the Pope's attention.
That's when Pope Leo pointed it at us, gave us a thumbs up, and in one quick motion, points at his security, who points at someone else, and grabbed the jersey from me.
Husband Jesse Jeanette was stunned.
We just kept rewatching the videos, like, can't believe that happened. We're like, nobody's gonna believe us.
The Flyers started a 3-game winning streak that night and have a 1-point lead for the Eastern Conference's last playoff spot. I'm Sagar Meghani.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.